this stuff that you have on your website, you are literally giving money away. And I don't know if I'm being a bit, I'm not sure how to say this, but I don't know if you know how powerful your stuff are, honestly, because I could come in any day and I'm feeling down and so on. And I listen to not a few of your podcasts, just one, anyone. I just go and then just click whatever I want. And straight away, the mood just changed. Everything just changed. It just came to my mind. I don't understand how on earth is Chuck actually putting this podcast on his website for free. It's just really, really, really honestly crazy stuff, because these things are so powerful. Like I said to you, it's just extremely powerful stuff, honestly. Honestly powerful stuff.
Oh, yeah. What's up, Mountain Movers? It's Chuck Morrison here from MakingMountainsMove.com, home of the world's most advanced personal development tools and training, where we've got one mission, man, woman, to take your business, your passion, your life to the highest and best possible level. We've got a special reservation with your name on it here at the top of the mountain. The question is, are you going to claim it? Are you going to do the things that average people flat out refuse to do? To work when it's uncomfortable, when it's inconvenient, when you just don't feel like it. You've heard me say this before. In fact, it's one of my top 10 favorite quotes of all time. Shout out to the great T. Harv Eker. He says, if you're only willing to do what's easy in life, life will be hard. But if you're willing to do what's hard in life, life will be easy. My question to you is, are you willing to do what's hard? Are you willing to stand up for your dream and fight for it? Are you ready to step into your full potential, your best potential, and start doing things to the very best of your abilities? Look, it doesn't have to be perfect, all right? Lord knows I am far from perfect. But, if you give it the best you've got, the best you've got, if you can at the end of every day say that you've given it your very best effort, that you've done your best, then guess what? You've won. I mean, think about it. How great does it feel when you just flat out crush it? You know what I mean? When you have one of those super productive days, you've given it everything you've got, you've done your best, how great do those days feel? Well, what if all your days could be like that, or a large majority of them? I mean, we've all experienced days like this before, right? But the question I have for you is, how frequently are these days occurring for you? Let's dig into some philosophy here from the great Wallace D. Wattles. All right, by the way, how great is that name? Wattles teaches in his 1910 classic, The Science of Getting Rich, about acting in a certain way. And in this teaching, he says, it's not the number of things that you do, but the efficiency of each separate action that counts. That every act, every separate action we take is either a success or a failure. That every act is either efficient or inefficient, and that every inefficient act is a failure, and that every efficient act is a success. Now, he summarizes this point brilliantly by saying that if you spend your life doing nothing but inefficient acts, your life will be a failure. But if all your acts are efficient acts, your whole life then must be a success. The cause of failure, all right, the cause of mediocrity, the cause of living below your full potential is doing too many things in an inefficient manner and not doing enough things in an efficient manner. The secret here, all right, the science to success is to make each of your acts, or as many as you possibly can, efficient ones. And the best way I know of to make certain your acts, your actions, are efficient, and Wattles talks about this, there are two keys here, two keys. Number one is, whatever action you're engaged in, whatever action you're taking, to do it to the best of your abilities. I don't care if it's cleaning the house, writing your book, raising your kids, creating your marketing plans, creating your mission statement, whatever action you're engaged in, I want you to ask yourself, how would the best version of myself take this action? What would the best version of myself do in this situation? And then you take action. Remember, how you do anything, is how you do everything. The number two key here to ensuring that your actions are efficient is to hold to your vision, hold to your goal, your purpose, your outcome while you are taking action. For example, if you're engaged in writing a book and your goal is to become a number one best-selling author, You would hold this goal, this vision, this purpose while you were writing the book. All right, you would see yourself as a successful author, having a best-selling book, the book you're writing while you write it. Again, every act, this is so key, every act is either efficient or inefficient, a success or a failure. And the science here is to ensure that all your actions, or damn near most of them, are efficient. Just like Waddles said, 1910, if all your actions are efficient, then your whole life must be a success. Here's what I want you to do, because I want you at that next level, regardless of where you are, okay? Regardless of where you are right now, I want you to reach that next level in your life. And does that sound good? You ready for a major breakthrough? I've got a challenge for you right here, all right? I want to know who the real mountain movers are, the action takers. Got another world-famous Making Mountains Move challenge for you right here, right now. The last time I issued a challenge like this was the 7-day Don't Complain Challenge. Well, here's my Making Mountains Move challenge for you today. My 7-day Efficiency Action Challenge. For the next 7 days. 7 days. You can do this for 7 days. How bad do you want that success? My 7-day Efficiency Action Challenge is this. I want you to start doing things to the very best of your abilities. To make sure that all of your actions over the next 7 days, over the next week, are efficient actions. And again, I'm not talking about working your ass off here, okay? 24/7 with no rest. Remember what Waddle said. It's not the number of things that you do, but the efficiency of each separate action that counts. For the next 7 days, whatever action you find yourself engaged in, okay, from doing the dishes to cleaning the house, from running your business, working in your job, creating advertising campaigns, writing that book, whatever action you find yourself engaged in over the next 7 days, I want you to ensure that you're doing that action, that it's efficient, that you're doing that action to the best of your abilities. Make that action or those actions efficient. How? Number one, you do the job to the best of your abilities, the best job you can possibly do. Be your best, right? Number two is to hold the vision of your goal, of your purpose, of your results, of your ideal self as you take action. Again, if you're working on your business, in your job, on your passion, keep the results that you're seeking at the forefront of your mind while you act. You can't just think about success at only certain times throughout the day, right? You got to keep that picture of success in your mind at all times, especially while you're taking action, all right? This is a key ingredient to success. This, my friend, right here, is the process of taking efficient action. This, my friend, is making mountains move. And I'm telling you, if you're consistent with this, if you take me up on this challenge, you're going to be blown away by your results. The proof is in the pudding. Don't just take my word on this. Apply it, and you'll see your life, your business, your job, your passion reach that next level, the level that you know you're capable of achieving but perhaps have been holding back on. This is going to take you there, all right? It's time to unleash that potential, baby. Remember, if you spend your life doing nothing but efficient acts, you now know how. Your whole life must be a success. We're talking top of the mountain, baby, and I cannot wait to see you there. My name is Chuck Morris, and this right here is the Making Mountains Move movement. We are honored. We are honored to have your presence. It's people just like you. Seriously, people just like you who are plugging in, taking action, developing yourself, developing your talents, unleashing your greatness, who are changing this planet right now as we speak. We need you to stop playing small. We need you to stop pretending that you're not good enough, that you don't have the talents or the resources. Listen, you have everything you need to succeed. It's the way you've been built. All right, I want you to take me up on this 7-day challenge for yourself, for your family, for your future generations, for your legacy. The Making Mountains Move 7-Day Efficiency Action Challenge. For the next 7 days, you make sure that all of your actions, all of them, or a large majority of them, are efficient ones. And you, my friend, will watch those mountains move. For more news, tips, resources, and strategies to unleash your legacy and live life on your terms, I invite you to connect with me over on Facebook, facebook.com/Making Mountains Move. Check out the website, the source of momentum, makingmountainsmove.com. If you haven't done so already, check out our free e-course, 7 Steps to Becoming Your Best. All right, listen, hey, I issued the challenge, all right? I want to know who the action takers are, the mountain movers. It's game time, all right? It is game time. Your 7-day efficiency challenge begins right now. It's time to get out there. get after it, and make those mountains move.